I love celebrities. I love looking at them and their gorgeous faces. And have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, whiter looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit: Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify drastically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, whiter, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it is so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it is FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it is made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb. So whether you're on set, or on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and whiter with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more.
Hey, Chapman Stans and Duo Vets. Super excited to dive into this week's ep. First things first, got to do a quick apology. Last week, our guest Angel, pronouns they, them. They came onto the pod to talk about their work as a marijuana clemency advocate, and we ended up not really doing that. Other things came up, and we kind of went down that road, and we ended up having an amazing chat about gender. But I guess some people were kind of mad about that. And silver lining, I'm talking about the national legalization of weed now. So that's actually better. Two episodes instead of one. Bam. Welcome. Welcome, friends. Welcome, Duo Vets.
I love that.
That's pretty good, right? I came up with that one. Welcome to the Chris Chapman do-over. I'm Chris Chapman. Sitting to my right, as always, is the unflappable Frankie.
Howdy, y'all.
And we're actually looking at an empty chair, which is strange because the professor isn't here.
And we have checked every toilet in the building.
I gotta say, it's a little strange that he's not around. You know, I've literally done thousands and thousands of podcasts with him, and I've never been in a position where he was not the first one here. So him not being here is a little strange.
I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah, I hope so. It is like he's literally said to me before, like, if I'm not there, something's wrong.
And so, I don't think so. I think he's more chill than that. And I haven't actually noticed that he's that punctual. So and almost I'm over here like, does it matter?
Well, does it matter
if he's not here?
Hey, look, we'll be fine. I think I have faith in you and I that we could figure this out without him.
I almost feel like we'll be better.
Well, I mean, he does bring a certain,
tired kind of burping energy that like is sometimes funny.
Yeah,
I agree.
Well,
I agree.
Is funny. He is funny. He's funny. He's a funny guy.
But anyways, who cares?
Who cares?
How fun was my birthday last night?
Okay, we got to talk, folks. I'm a little hungover.
I'm a lot hungover, as you can probably hear in my voice.
Because it was someone's birthday.
Okay, 22. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I'm such a baby. I turned 22, and I was like, why not get all of my best bitches and bastards together for kind of like a Minions-themed birthday, which is my favorite movie. So girls were kind of doing like sexy Minion, like little overalls, and we did the big goggles and the bald caps and everything. And we were having a freaking blast. I think you were saying that you didn't really dress up, so you said...
Yeah, well, I told you up front, I don't do costume parties. I came in just jeans and a Hawaiian shirt. We all had a great time. I did liquid THC.
That's right. That was kind of what we were serving. We were calling it the Chiquita Banana Cocktail.
Shit, man.
Yeah.
Like, at one point, I was just so off my rocker. I just kind of went on a walk through this club, and I ended up in, like, a... little, I don't know, maybe like a supply closet or something. I was in there by myself, and next thing I know, it was daytime. So I like had a full on like religious awakening or something there. Wow. It was wild. Your friends are really cool, though. They're all very young,
yeah,
mostly
thank you.
Women.
Yes. Brixley, Morgan, Brianna, Jeanette, Kayla, Tina, Tixie, and
Tint. I met Tixie.
Yeah.
Because I said to her, is it Trixie? She said, no, it's Tixie.
Right. Well, you kept mixing up Trixie and Tint.
Right.
And they're cousins, so they kind of look alike.
I gotta say, you all look very similar. Like, you all look like you could be sisters or cousins.
Well, that's because we all had the bald caps and the yellow paint and the goggles.
Well, yeah, that is true. That is true. But you guys all had like bikinis on. You're all the same mm-hmm. height. It's just interesting. You're all so homogeneous. It's interesting. You and
can
all
I just say that was super cool of you to not talk about how good our boobs were looking? Because I know I just want to say honestly, as a friend, I know that you were thinking about it, and instead I saw you pivot to saying homogeneous bodies, and I thought that was super cool.
Listen, I on the way home, did the professor and I get real? Yes, married not buried. Married not buried.
Oh, wait, you are.
Married, not married, but I do look at you all as my daughters, kind of. I look at you as a bit like a daughter.
That's literally going to make me cry. That's like really sweet.
But I mean, it was truly an incredible night. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hey, I am a little worried about the professor.
Oh my God, don't be worried. He's an adult.
But he's always here is the thing. So I'm just going to FaceTime him real
no,
quick.
No, hey, give me that iPhone because that's something well, we talked about
no,
too,
no,
right?
No, take it.
Screen time, right? So I'm going to do no phones rule. I'm going to keep the phones right by me. I'm going to sit on them and don't think about how warm they're going to get under my butt. Don't.
I would never.
Okay. So let's get into it. What is the topic today?
Today we're going to be talking about something that is sweeping the nation.
Brooms?
It's not brooms.
My dad loves
good.
That joke.
Yeah.
My dad's 43.
He's 43?
Yeah.
He's 43?
Yep.
That is wild to me. I'm about 2 years older than him.
That's hot. I'm not going to lie. Okay, I said it. I don't know. I'm gross. Whatever. Okay, our topic?
Our topic today is something called pickleball. Have you heard of pickleball?
I think it's a made-up sport for grandmas and grandpas.
That is exactly what I thought. And then I watched a couple videos on YouTube about it. Pickleball Revolution, Pickleball the New World, Pickleball Taking the World by Storm. It's about 7 hours of content, so I feel like I know a little bit about it, but I still don't think it's a sport. I'm still looking at it as kind of just like a dumb fucking thing people do when they're bored. So I think we're going to get into it because we have a guest who is an official pickleball player. She's a pickleball expert.
No, I'm so excited to learn about it because, like, I don't know. I'm kind of a weird because I love sports. Like, I'm literally addicted. And so I'm so excited to learn about a new one. Like, this is so embarrassing, but, like, I sleep in, like, a big jersey and little panties. Like,
you like all sports. Do you ever mess with, like, MMA or have you seen slap
I don't boxing? Do MMA because I know a girl that died from that. So I usually just do weed or drink. But, what's the other one? Slap?
Slap boxing, which is kind of taken off as a sport. And it's just you'll get one guy who's maybe from, oh God, I don't know, Belarus. And he maybe is some kind of power lifter. And then you'll get another gentleman who's maybe, let's just say, from Canada. And he is like a professional arm wrestler. And they get to a podium and there's a referee and they kind of look at each other. And then one of them will just slap one as hard as he can. And then the next one will go. And it ends when someone just kind of is knocked unconscious or the doctor says, oh, my God, no, stop.
Wow.
But it's really taken off.
Oh, my God, I love that. It's
yeah.
also, like, such a cool way to tap into femininity. Because I know that, like, men are usually do punching.
Yeah.
And girls are usually doing slapping. So that's kind of a cool crossover. Hey, can I just say that I think it's actually really cool that you're into that?
Because
I think most guys would be like, slapping? What? No, that's too soft.
And I do like that it kind of crosses gender
yes.
lines. I also think women, I want to start a women's slap fighting
oh my
league,
God.
Possibly.
That's
that
so
would be kind
cool.
Of a
if
cool
you do,
thing.
Honestly, let me know. I'd love to audition.
I keep thinking about our guest, Angel, who came
yes.
in to talk about weed. And it doesn't have to be one gender. It could be anything. Despite your pronouns, you
right.
could get the shit knocked out of you, which is, I think, inclusive.
When it comes to travel, every family has a happy place. My happy place is in Sardinia, where an ex-lover of mine runs a feta factory. But wherever your happy place is, Priceline wants to get you and your family there more often. And thanks to Priceline's family-friendly options, you can save 60% on family-friendly hotels. You can sort by room type, have amenities like pools, and get access to deals you can't find anywhere else. And with Priceline, you never never have to miss a trip. Whenever I'm planning a vacation, which usually means weeks away from work and people I know, I always trust Priceline to help me book. It's simple, reliable, and saves me some cash that can be better spent on something fun. Fun is so important. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% on family-friendly hotels and go to your happy place with Priceline.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we have a guest joining us in the stew. We're talking about pickleball. And we have Anne. You are a pickleball expert, a pickleball champion, it says here.
In my own mind. I'm not on the pro circuit.
You're not on the pro circuit, but you play it and you've written a book called Pickleball, The Next Generation.
Yes, that is self-published.
Yep, yeah. Which is fine. That's a totally legitimate way of publishing books, 100%.
Yeah, but my life coach said, you know, actually you can end up making more money self-publishing.
Yep, for years self-published. How to Be a Man in a Guy's World.
A pretty fun self-published. I did a quick Google of you before I came on.
Well, yeah, I hope so.
I had never listened to the show.
That's so interesting to me. I mean, it's just, I'm always surprised when women say to me, I've never heard your show.
No, never. And in fact, I had a couple moms at school say, don't listen before you go on because you may not want to go on. And for me, honestly, any press is good press for P-ball.
So. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Are you saying those women just for no reason out of the blue just said, oh, that guy sucks? Like, just you're a drop-off and these moms are like, oh, Chris Chapman sucks?
Honestly, they hadn't listened to you either.
Sure, but then how would they know?
You're on a couple lists, I guess. Mommy Poppins is a blog that a lot of us follow, and I guess she had a couple really scathing reviews of your show.
But there's something to be said for, like, the girls who get it. And you do sports, like, and yeah, the other girls are probably like, what's sports ball? Like,
well, you know, being a SAHM, which is what we call ourselves, a stay-at-home mom, you know, sports is a big part of our day. You know, so we drop the kids off and then we're doing a full sweep of the house, you know, making the beds, et cetera. And then we're heading to the club. Mm-hmm. Okay. But not the club you're thinking about, Frankie. We're heading to the tennis club and we're playing pickleball.
I'm sorry. What is that noise? What am I hearing?
Nothing. I don't hear anything.
It's like a buzz. Is somebody's
lift your.
I'm not going to lift up my butt and show you my butt, Chris.
I'm just grabbing this phone, right? I'm grabbing my phone.
Oh, God.
Okay, it's the professor. He's trying to FaceTime. I'm sorry. Hello. Hey, bud.
Hey, I'm in the parking lot.
All right, get up here.
I can't. I'm stuck in my car. Frankie and I got here at the same time, and we both squeezed right into the spot at the same time, and then she just sort of waltzed off.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were just waving at me like friendly style. I didn't know you were waving for help.
I was waving friendly style because I thought...
Okay, you can't scream, I was waving friendly style. It's not friendly style.
I was being nice to you.
So wait, you're saying that you're too close to my car.
I can't open either car. I couldn't even if I wanted to. It wouldn't scratch. It would just... I'm stuck.
Well, isn't my, like, truck tall enough that you could open the door under it?
No. I was going to back out, but I had the water delivery truck pull up behind me. So if you see the Sparklets guy in the building, can you tell him to just, you know, hurry up?
I'm not going to see the Sparklets guy. We're in the middle of the interview right now.
What?
Yeah, we're mid-interview, so just...
You started without me? It's been 10 minutes.
Yeah, just...
Listen, we got to keep going with this. We're rolling hot.
I mean, you guys, I can take a break.
No.
I'm here for a week. I'm just here to take in the sights and sounds of Fort Worth. My husband said, honestly, I could take as much time as I need. He said, don't hurry back.
Let's get into this. Is pickleball, is it a sport?
Well, if you go to Wikipedia, it most certainly is.
Yeah, but pickleball, like the president of pickleball could have, you know,
well, that's
revised
me.
It. Well, then you might
and
be jumping on.
And I did write it.
Well, then there you go. I could, you know, edit any Wikipedia article. I'm just wondering, when I think of sports.
Your Wikipedia page says that you're 34 years old, but your under-eye bags are selling a different story.
Let's step back for a second. Let's go to ancient Rome.
Ooh, I love to travel.
Mansplaining alert.
Well, I was going to say.
No, actually, he's really smart.
Okay. And we're talking about gladiators. Mm-hmm. When I think of sports, I think of like gladiators coming into like the Colosseum, and one has a sword, and one has the little net with the spear, and they begin their sport, and it ends when one of them is dead. And if that's the baseline for a sport, how does pickleball fit in
there? Okay. Well, you should come to the Westport Tennis Club and see what it feels like after you've been playing pickleball for 2.5 hours. And when you are the age that Chris and I are at, in our late 40s, pushing 50, those knees, it's tough stuff.
First of all, my joints are in great shape. I'm not pushing 50. I'm on the softer side of 40 than I am. Closer to 40 than I am 50. I'm going to say that right now. And because
the softer side of something.
Because I take such good care of my joints.
Well, that's great news, because you're going to need to be doing a lot of lateral movement.
So I don't see much difference between ping pong and pickleball.
Well, that might be because ping pong was a part of pickleball's birth. There's an urban legend.
Okay, see, you just said my two favorite words, urban legend. Have you guys ever heard of the story of a woman who went to Europe for a vacation?
I know this one.
Is it Emily in Paris?
Frankie, you really need to go abroad. Don't get stuck in this dead-end job. Get
dead
out
job,
and
not...
go to Europe. My husband's sending me to Paris for 3 months.
Okay, then this
so
is
romantic.
Very
yes.
good for you to know. This is a true story, possibly. A woman is in Paris. Maybe her name's Emily. And she meets a guy, and he's very handsome. And he's like, I want you to, let's go back to hotel.
Oops, time out. What did we say? What were we talking about? Accents.
He says to her in a French accent, okay. I want to go back to your hotel.
Okay.
They go back to the hotel. She doesn't really remember anything. And she wakes up the next day. He's gone. And she's in the bathtub. And she looks, and her lungs are gone. He basically drugged her, took her lungs out. Oh. Professor, do you know that story?
Copy.
What did he say? Coffee?
The reception in the parking garage isn't very good. Why don't you just hang up on him?
Let me ask you this question. If someone is like trying to like just be healthy and lose weight and exercise, you wouldn't recommend pickleball.
Oh, no, I would.
But how, though?
It is nonstop action. Also, there's such a satisfying sound when the wiffle ball, the pickleball, hits the racket.
What does it sound like, Anne?
It's just like a solid, like, thwoop, like that. And it just, once you feel it, you get addicted.
The thing is this. I understand being addicted to fitness. I've started this kind of new thing I've been doing with my trainer, who's a former Navy SEAL.
And he worked in the kitchen in the Navy.
Right? I mean, the boys that killed Bin Laden, when they were done, they were hungry.
They had to eat something, I guess.
He had a big pot of grub for them. And so we've been doing this thing where we'll jump into a boat. We'll go out to the middle of Possum Kingdom Lake. And he will fucking drown my ass.
He
will hold
you?
Me underwater
oh, no.
until I can't breathe.
That sounds like waterboarding.
It's a little bit like waterboarding, but then right the moment before I die.
That's exactly what waterboarding is.
Yeah,
no, wait. I went waterboarding with my family in Hawaii last summer, and it was fun, I thought. Because like, I stood up on my first try.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, so we're going to do a little segment called Change My Mind.
Changes my mind. Changes my mind.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Is she doing Change My Mind?
Are you a professional singer? That's
thank
really
you.
Beautiful.
I actually, yeah, I do kind of like pop music and I write my own stuff.
Wow.
She
God
did a couple
bless
of her original songs last night at her birthday party. And I got to tell you, they're pretty fucking great.
I had a Minions theme birthday last night and I kind of did like a little.
That's so
I did,
cute.
I called it like My Ballad to the Banana and it was kind of like, it was like a Minions thing because it was a banana joke, but it also was kind of about dick, like in a bit of a naughty way.
How's my reception? Can you guys hear me?
No, man, it sucks, dude.
I thought she was doing Change My Mind, so I was doing my Change My Mind thing. Because I do it differently every time, so I didn't want to miss out on this one. How many water tanks are in the building?
I'm sorry about the sparklets, man, but we've done the jingle. We've done it. We're past it. So pickleball is not a sport. Change my mind.
Well, if a sport is about getting fit and having fun while doing it, pickleball is a sport. If a sport is about something that sweeps the nation, a craze that sweeps the nation, pickleball is a sport. If a sport is something that a 12-year-old boy or a 97-year-old man can play, then pickleball is a sport.
All of these things you describe could apply to masturbation.
If you can play it alone, pick against a wall. If you can play it while crying and while laughing, then pickleball is a sport.
Listen, this is all things that guys can do when they're whacking off.
If you can play pickleball with one person or you can invite people to watch you play pickleball, then pickleball is a sport.
So far, this is just the masturbation checklist you're just going through. Why is there no pickleball in the Olympics?
I'm gonna use a word that they used to use in my youngest son's preschool class, and that is yet. That's called a growth mindset.
Wow.
I know all about growth mindset.
Now I think you're talking about masturbation.
Change my mind.
What? Mute. We've done the jingle. Just chill.
I'm gonna pull forward. I'm gonna try to inch forward and get my car up so the front bumper just kisses the building.
Or try driving as fast as you can into the building, and if the airbag goes, you can have something to like sleep on as a pillow. Oops. Chris, can I see your phone for a second? Oop.
Okay. Oh, okay. Sorry. We lost
I just
professor.
As a prank, I hung up.
We lost the professor. That is a good prank. I want to thank Ann Schultz for coming in and talking to us about pickleball.
Thank you so much for having me.
She did not change my mind, but I will say it sounds like you're having fun out there on the courts, and I'm happy for you. It's not a sport, but it looks like a nice, fun activity.
You're pickle curious.
I'm
could
pickle,
I say that?
I'm pickle curious.
I love that.
But I cannot thank you enough for being our
yes,
guest.
Yes, thank you, Ann. You're super adorable.
Oh, my God. You're adorable.
You are adorable.
And please.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm here. Okay. Just brief me and back it up. We can do some pickups.
Whoa, man. You are covered in sweat. What happened? What's up?
I crawled into the back seat of the car and I pulled the back seat down the way you can, and I went through the trunk where I have all my emergency gear. I pushed out, and I came out the trunk, and then when I got out of the trunk, the sparkless truck was gone.
Head's bleeding a little bit.
Yeah, I banged it a bunch of times. I got a lot of, I have camping gear. I have skiing stuff. It's all in the trunk. So.
I feel terrible. The podcast
is okay.
Over.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
It's over,
it's
though.
What?
Yeah, we just wrapped
it. We can go to a pickup.
We just wrapped
it. You know what's so crazy? I did the Change My Mind theme all by myself.
Well, hold on. I'm going to, don't worry.
And
she's...
I harmonize with myself. Harmonize with myself. And everyone give me compliments.
It was kind of cool that she did that. I mean, that is cool. You can't deny that. This improvised episode of the Chris Chapman Do-Over is a presentation of Odyssey and Paper Kite Podcast. It's produced by Best Case Studios. The cast includes Ike Barinholtz, Neil Casey, Lisa Gilroy, and Jessica St. Clair.
With the blood rejuvenation, too. It's the upside down. It's the Kegels that squirt the blood down into the optic nerve.
Oh, I really
want
to try that.
And then, and some people have experience.
Sorry. I made that sound. I didn't want to interrupt because that's the old me, and I don't do that kind of things anymore, but I'm just seriously wondering, when will you stop talking? But please continue.
For Paper Kite Productions, Amy Poehler and Liz Kikowski are writers and executive producers. Alice Stanley Jr. is a writer-producer. For Best Case Studios, Adam Pincus is executive producer. Suzanne Myers, supervising producer. Hannah Leibowitz-Lockhart and Isabel Evans, producers.
Odyssey executive producers are Jenna Weiss-Berman and Leah Reese-Dennis. Special thanks to the team at Odyssey, Yenikin Biernink, Melissa Wester, Kurt Courtney, and Hilary Schuff. And for Paper Kite, Sam Green. Theme song composed and performed by Ben Lapidus. This episode was edited and mixed by Max Michael Miller. We recorded at Studio Awesome in LA and The Cutting Room in New York.
Follow and listen to the Chris Chapman Do-Over now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.